Okay, so we got Andy. I want to call you Hamilton Gustar, Gustar Hamilton, but Andy Gustar is in. And welcome, Andy.
Good morning, Ian.
You have this wonderful thing that's going on this week called, I thought it was Sausage Week, but the technical term is
National Butchers Week.
So tell us about National Butchers Week.
Well, National Butchers Week is to celebrate your local butcher, and what we'd like you to do is to actually call in and see him more often than you do, really, just so we can keep you up with what's going on.
Well, we go in and see our butcher every week, and I must admit, we've not on first-name terms, because for some reason he changes his name every week, because he changes his girlfriend every week as well, and he don't want people to know who he is, I think. But we do get some spectacular meats and so on and so forth. I want to ask you about a special meat that we saw on the TV the other day in a mow, but just go into a little bit more detail about National Butchers Week.
National Butchers Week, like many of these national things that happen, it's to bring up public awareness of things that are happening around you, like butcher shops that have been there for years and some that have actually disappeared. But to help us maintain the quality of things we do and to work with the public, we need more customers. That's it and all about it at the end of the day. And this is an advertising thing to say celebrate your butcher, because he can do lots of things for you as regards to your diet and the quality of food you eat and the way you cook. He would advise you of all of this at no charge. But he's there and he needs to be used, really.
I know this is going to sound like a really daft question, but why use your local butcher?
The local butcher can offer you a higher quality of product because simply he knows how to look after the meat, how to mature it properly, and he can advise you how to cook it. He can advise you how much you need to feed your family, how to get the best out of it. It's all relevant, actually, and there's lots of information available which you don't have to Google. You can actually have personal service to go with it. So that's what we're asking you to do.
So, supporting your local butcher, Hamilton's are in Newport, they're in Pyle Street. Where else are you?
We're in Cowes High Street and we're at Wootton Bridge. We also have a shop now up at on Dodner Industrial Estate on the front of our depot, which we retail sales from there as well.
I always get very hungry when I'm talking to you. I'm now thinking pies, I'm thinking sausages, I'm thinking joints of meat, I'm thinking ham, you know, I'm thinking all sorts. The other day on the TV, I saw somebody tucking into a bit of buffalo and buffalo burgers. Now, I know I've had goat from Hamilton's before. Can you do a bit of buffalo?
We can get you buffalo steaks. Fine, no trouble at all. You just need to let us know the week earlier what product you would like. If you like anything from roe deer, you know, for local wild venison and that sort of thing, we can do. Or if you like springbok, if you like camel, if you like any of those things, we can actually get them for you. So don't be shy. You can have crocodile steaks. Just think of it, and if we can do it, we will for you.
Wonderful. And see, that's what you get from your local butcher. You don't get that anywhere else. You get that service where you can ask for something and it's never too much trouble, and within a week you get in this stuff like buffalo. Not sure about crocodile, but who catches that, Andy? Not you.
Not me, no.
So the message is quite simple. Support your local butchers. And how long does, I know it sounds like another daft question, how long does National Butchers Week last for? When does it finish?
It finishes actually this Saturday, but there are offers going on. If you look to your local butcher, he would be pleased to see you and offer you some of the specials that are on going this week.
Thanks for now, Andy.
Okay, thank you very much.